Hello and welcome to Banking Transform, the top podcast in retail banking. I'm your host, Jim Roos, owner and CEO of the Digital Banking Report and co-publisher of the Financial Brand. In today's episode, we're excited to have Chris Maloof, go-to-market president at MeridianLink, a leading provider of cloud-based software solutions for finance institutions. In this episode, we'll be discussing the challenges banks face in their digital transformation journey and how financial institutions of all sizes can create seamless, integrated customer experience across the entire customer lifecycle. Chris also shares how financial institutions of all sizes can harness the full potential of their data, gaining a 360-degree view of their customers and deliver targeted, timely solutions that increase engagement, sales, and revenue. As the banking industry continues to evolve and customer expectations rise, embracing a singular, composable platform will be key to staying competitive and delivering the digital experiences that consumers demand. Modernizing can accelerate digital transformation, streamline operations, and unlock new opportunities for both growth and innovation. So welcome back to the show, Chris. It's been a while. Before we start, can you share a little bit about your background and share a short introduction to MeridianLink?
Thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back. So first off, just thank you. A little on my role at MeridianLink. I joined the company about 4 years ago as chief product officer. What originally excited me and continues to excite me is how much transformation this industry is encountering and is being positioned to take advantage of to move the ball forward. And to be a participant in that is invigorating. In my current role as president of go-to-market, it centers around working with customers, watching the industry, and understanding how our solutions can help our customers outcompete for consumers in an evolving industry and marketplace and customer expectations, as Jim laid out. And then bring that full, all the way across the spectrum of raising awareness in the industry on what we can provide and how we can help, and then ultimately engaging with them as partners and launching a plan for our solutions to be embedded in their existing processes and technology stack.
You know, it's interesting, Chris. We thought COVID was going to be the most disruptive thing we've ever seen in the banking industry, and we realize now that the economic environment is a whole lot more disruptive. You know, it's one thing to say everybody's got to work at home. It's another thing to say, geez, how do I prioritize what I need to do next in an environment that is so unsettling day to day, let alone week to week and year to year. So what have you seen in the environment recently that has really impacted the FIs the most because of what's going on in the marketplace? There's so many moving parts between competition, the economics, the technology. What have been the big changes you've seen just in the last 2 years?
Yeah, even targeting over the last 12 months, the slowdown in mortgage volumes and auto volumes have materially impacted the financials of our customer base. And we're seeing a continued investment on the growth aspects of their business. How are they originating more loans? And it's becoming more important, right? How our customers are using their pool of dollars to modernize and drive digital transformation is facing increased scrutiny, because people understand its importance and they're often having to do it on a more constrained budget than, call it, 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, it's interesting too, because as I see it, it's not just the budget and knowing where to put it, it's the speed at which change has to happen. You know, it's interesting because, you know, we used to, back in the day, I say that, I feel like the old man that I am, but, you know, back in the day, you had a situation where you'd put a plan in place and you were hoping to put it together within a year, maybe 2 years. Now, organizations are trying to transform their inner core, their digital delivery in months. And so the speed at which we need to be able to implement things to become future ready, resilient, whatever you want to call it, is more important than ever. You know, when you look at your financial institution that you work with, what right now is the biggest challenge that they face? And second to that question is, are the challenges the same for big and for small organizations?
Yeah. I think when you think about process change or trying to change the trajectory of your organization, it really comes down to two things. What's the time to value? Where you talked a lot about, hey, it used to take a year. So starting with that, I highly encourage organizations to focus on an iterative approach. You have a goal that might be a year out, but how can the organization see value in what they're investing in over points within that year? What are the toll gates for that? So that's, and MeridianLink is set up well to do that and help the organization move along that journey. And then the second element, and I think it historically was harder, was which processes and parts of the organization should be transformed. But we recognize that an organization can't switch multiple tools at once. They can't change their underwriting workflows for multiple different loan types all at once. It has to be done in a focused manner. So one thing MeridianLink has done is looking at leveraging our broad customer base. We can help clients see how they're performing on critical growth metrics, such as automated decisioning or conversion rates digitally, to help them better assess where they should focus their transformation efforts, and then ultimately make an investment where we can help them with that iterative value creation, as opposed to waiting for that big pop at the end of a longer journey.
So it's interesting. I mentioned to you before you got on that, I've been working with MeridianLink longer than you've been at MeridianLink. I've done research papers on lending priorities and digital transformation within the lending environment. But I think the biggest change that I've seen at MeridianLink over the years is not just the fact that you're making it easier and easier for the consumer to actually take advantage of lending solutions, but the fact that you're not only a lending solution organization anymore. You really have worked on simplifying and making more seamless the interactions across the entire life cycle. Even though lending is still one of your core capabilities, you really help organizations also improve their digital new account opening as well, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It's a core component of starting a relationship with the consumer is which aspects of the wallet are their consumer wallet and their financial story as a financial institution participating in. So one unique thing that MeridianLink brings to the table with ML1 is we help the FI bridge the functional silos within the financial institution to help them create a one-to-one relationship with the consumer. And account opening fits tightly into that. But on the credit union side of the house, you need to be a member to participate in a loan. By bundling those two together, we make it seamless. But similarly on the bank side is having that frequent touch point by having their checking account, saving account, CD, or other aspects of where consumers are storing value enables additional touch points to be able to create opportunities in the future as consumers have new needs.
You know, it's interesting because it really does get down to data. It gets down to the integration of all these services because they all do work together. We tend to have these silos, but as an organization serving financial institutions, you really can't have those. In fact, you're trying to break down those silos. And, you know, as organizations are trying to make digital engagement easier, trying to go from that 15-minute engagement down to a 3 to 5 minute engagement. They're trying to make it simpler from a back office perspective, actually rethinking what their core does and how it does it, because you can't do things the same way and see speed happen. But you also have to look at where does the data go? How do I use data to simplify processes and make it, again, as simple as possible for the consumer? How does MeridianLink help organizations address all these challenges? And I know that we could go on for hours with that, but as a basis, what's the focus of your organization as far as walking the customer's walk?
Yes. So two primary focuses that we have available today where we're seeing customers create value, their personalization and increasing automated decisioning. So starting with personalization, in this new world, as Jim just highlighted, consumers aren't necessarily interested in why financial institutions have different silos, both loan type, which are necessary based on skill sets, regulatory requirements, et cetera. They want to have access to the types of loans they need in their day-to-day life when they need it. And they don't necessarily want to get 7, 8 different offers, right? So MeridianLink will ingest data, both from third parties as well as the financial institution itself, and present back options for the FI to target specific consumers with specific loan offers that they have the highest propensity to engage on. So, and then all the tools to deliver to them, text message, snail mail, or otherwise, for them to engage when it's right for them. And what that allows the FI to do is build a closer relationship. Like, hey, we understand you. And based on our knowledge of you, we're presenting an offer that's good to go. Then the second on decisioning is consumers want it to be fast, right? That's an expectation. They might want it to be fast across loan types, but the only way you become fast on a decisioning is by leveraging data. How are we bringing in what data to in an underwriting and pricing process to give the financial institution confidence that they can underwrite a loan at a certain price to a consumer in a hands-free manner? And we have clients that raise the gamut, right? I think the average is probably closer to 20% more broadly on automated decisioning. But clients that are pushing 70% are seeing real value.
Yeah, it's interesting. We keep on talking about data and the reality of personalization and all that. And, you know, when you look at, just take the loan example, be it a mortgage, be it a car loan, be it a personal loan, be it a credit card. We shouldn't have to go through the processes individually every time we need to have an expansion of the relationship or a transfer of funds within relationship. And financial institutions are terrible at this. You know, we and not even talking about the different channels that get involved. And I know that your organization really works to make it so that the data is shared so that other parts of the organization, other channels can take up where another channel is left off in the process, correct?
Yes. Well, MeridianLink's core design, I'll hit on for a few different elements. The core design on the origination side is that it's meant to be interoperable for digital, in-person, as well as call center, right? It's all going to the same interfaces. Either through automation or loan officer views, they can be successful. The other element, you know, think about the broader financial technology ecosystem. We have hundreds and hundreds of partners. This is the nature of MeridianLink's focus. It's been a priority. And wherever possible, we want to have real-time connections with our partners so that we can deliver on that value within the MeridianLink ecosystem, but as well as the broader financial institutions ecosystem. So whether that's home banking or their core processor or otherwise, that's critical to the success.
You know, it's interesting. We talked about a little bit before this as well that, you know, more than ever, financial institutions are realizing they have to find specialists to help them deploy solutions that are best of breed. You also have to find somebody that's going to keep that solution best of breed over time. How do you see financial institutions getting approval internally to take something away from their core provider and partner with, let's say, MeridianLink to work in conjunction with a core provider where, let's say, a senior management committee person may say, aren't we double paying for this? How do they get over that hurdle?
And then the first step, anytime there's change, there's considered risk, right? I think an early conversation is, well, what's your relationship with that core provider? Right, because it's a relationship-oriented industry on the consumer perspective, but it's also a relationship-oriented industry on the tech perspective. And typically, when I'm talking to a customer, I'd say, "You know, Mr. Customer, I have 200 accounts that fit this same profile. Like, we have worked with this third party to make this successful, and they're successful. So I think you can move forward with confidence." Another way is come to our ML Live event. We will have a whole forum filled with partners, and we're significantly increasing it every year. And they're here because MeridianLink has showcased we can partner with other organizations and together make financial institutions successful. So I think with any change, it's, can you show me you've done it before? Do you have a track record of success? And that's how MeridianLink enters those conversations.
You know, this is relatively recent in the history of banking. It was interesting because you mentioned about partners at your event that talk to each other and try to make sure that they all fit, make the puzzle work. I remember, gosh, I'm thinking it was 2018 at the Financial Brand Forum. Same kind of event as yours, different focus. But the reality was I all of a sudden realized that these solution providers spent as much time talking to each other as they did to financial institutions as prospects. And the reason being they realized we can't continually think that the pie is only limited and that we're going to try to take as much of it we can. We all have our specialties. But when you see data providers talking to loan providers, talking to branch designers, talking to digital platforms, all working together, the tide rises. Yeah. I mean, it's a great time right now when you look at the fact that I can partner with the Meridian Link for a loan or a new account opening solution. I can even break that down and say, I need your help on this sliver. I'm getting killed at new account openings. I need you now for this. It makes it so not only the solution come to bear faster, but the reality is I can improve the thinking within my organization as to how do we digitally transform? Because as you said earlier, change sucks. And basically, if I can get that change management process moving, getting the compliance person at the table on the front end rather than the back end, and if I can get the organization really on the same page to say, we're going to get this solution out the door faster than any solution we ever have, it will work for other products as well. So, you know, we also talk about the pyramid of digital transformation being comprised of leadership, culture, technology, and data. Where do organizations need to start their journey? Should they start it from the technology perspective, from the data perspective, or does it really take a change in mindset at the top to be able to move forward at speed and scale?
My recommendation in what MarineLink invests and trusts our go-to-market team to do is in helping an organization map out their 3 to 5 year plan, it's about goals, right? People, leadership, culture, that pyramid all lines up under the goals of the organization. And depending on where they want to be and how that is, you know, potentially are the same as their current trajectory will define where to focus. I tend to focus on people first. If people make organizations successful, solutions enable people and processes. MarineLink's a people-centric organization, and we have technology that supports us. And I think that's how many of the financial institutions operate as well. So we engage with the people, what are their goals, and how can we help them?
It's good to hear you say that because as people listen to the podcast or listen to webinars on a regular basis, they know that I truly believe that unless you change your legacy thinking, you can spend all you want on technology. It's not going to go because somewhere there's going to be somebody shutting it down. And again, when you're talking about completely changing the way the back office works to make the front office better, there's going to be pain involved. I mean, it's not, you have to think differently. You have to work with a professional organization, a solution provider such as MeridianLink to get there. When you look at a solution, let's take a digital loan application process. What are some of the success stories you can share around what organizations have come from and ended up at from the standpoint of ease of customer engagement, the building the data, the database for the whole thing?
Yeah. So I'd hit on a few elements. It is different tranches of where different organizations are at. I mean, you're still going to find organizations out there that, and they're on the mind, maybe fewer now, that you have to come into the branch, it's pen and paper to operate, right? Like we can bring them to the digital. And then you find institutions that are digital and they're successful at digital, but you reach a certain point in that digital process, and then you have to go into the branch to verify your identity. And then the step, you know, the maturation journey past that is, or digital progression, I think is the best term past that, is, hey, it's fully digital. We use third-party data to verify who this person is and cover all the compliance checks. And then I'd say the digital progression past that is, how is that account opening data and experiences integrated across the rest of your touch points with the yeah. consumer? So I really think about things about in terms of a digital progression, and MarineLink's well positioned to partner with a financial institution to wherever they start, wherever they're at today, to that final point that I just mentioned.
Do you have a couple of success stories you can share around, you know, an organization that really you look at and say, man, if I had to put one organization out there and say, they made a lot happen in maybe a short amount of time, or they were stuck in the old ages and we brought them forward and their partnership really made it happen. Can you give an example?
I'd have to come back with a specific financial institution that I have their approval to use their name. We have a number of case studies people can look at, but I'd say I've seen and been participated in a number of scenarios where people are going from that, hey, come in and we'll write something down so they can open an account in 3 or 4 minutes digitally. I mean, that's not
that's key. That's key.
I would, as I think about the larger digital progression story, I think that the account opening side is, if you don't have that, that's a great place to start. And a lot of the value, and I'd say that the progression steps past that is, how does that tie into the larger lending story and relationship story?
Yeah, it's very interesting because, you know, you have a history of being able to make these things really transforming based on your financial institution's input as to what they needed, and to do it with different cores and things of that nature. It is really a success story. And sorry to put you on the spot as far as the name of organization, but you made a great example of how organizations can transform forward. You know, one of the things that we see also, and I'd like your input on this, is just because we build it doesn't mean they'll come. Doesn't mean we've actually deployed it well or put it in the marketplace well. Change not only messes things up from an employee standpoint sometimes, but it messes up from a customer standpoint. I know when I get on the phone and one of my favorite apps has changed the way something looks, it makes me a little bit uneasy. How do you suggest organizations work at not only communicating to employees about why these changes are good for them as opposed to being threatening to them, but how do you communicate it to customers or members why these are good changes versus simply change? Where, because I'm sorry, but the financial service industry, sometimes you think change is being done because the company wants to save money as opposed to they're trying to make my life easier.
In a number of the digital progression work that we do, we're adding additional opportunities for consumers to engage with the FI. So in many of these cases, the FI is successful in that, like, hey, the old process you're used to, coming in person, that's still there for you. When you have those life moments where that's what you feel you need, we're there for you. And we have these other things and we encourage you to try it. And I think the FI really needs to think about who their current customer and their target customer are and what are their specific needs, and change their communication based on those different segmentations. Right? There's different generations that have different expectations on digital engagement.
Yeah.
But that's also changing as we go. It's just being mindful based on where you're looking to grow your business.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You have MeridianLink Live coming up in a little bit more than a week. You're going to have 1,700 people going to be at your event. It's a large number of people. I would imagine that is somewhere in any point of time, in any place in your event, people are going to be talking about, you know, AI, generative AI, ChatGPT. How do you see generative AI and AI in general really changing the process that you're involved in going forward?
Yeah. So I'll start with, what do we see in the field today? So we see in the field today, we see AI being leveraged to automate what used to be custom models as a data point for decisioning. So that's a pretty wide use right now. Another is something you see, I'd say, across industries, which is using AI-powered chatbots to better serve consumers and answer their needs by connecting data so they can, hey, how much is my checking account? They can answer that quickly and provide some of those services, which is helpful. As I think about near-term next steps, and we'll talk about some of this at ML Live, is looking at the data within the financial institution, making recommendations to the FI, leveraging AI to make recommendations to the FI into the highest impact things that they can focus on in terms of their digital progression to drive their goals. Yep. That's transformational in my eyes. And then the other is, and I believe you brought this up earlier, Jim, talking about some of your other presentations and studies, is leveraging AI to make recommendations to loan officers based on what it's seen in the past as a guide and a coach to help them be successful and more efficient. And those are areas that all areas MeridianLink is spending time on.
It's interesting. It's going to affect all parts of the business. It's going to affect product development. It's going to help you educate loan officers and educate financial institutions as to potential. It's going to do some of the things that were always there, such as fraud and risk, which that was the birthplace of using AI in financial institutions, certainly is that area. But just as importantly, it's going to actually personalize engagements and make it so we go from predictive to prescriptive, which is really a big jump, where, you know, I leverage almost in every podcast. I think my team is probably sick of it, but I talk about the GPS of financial services. And you talked about organizations knowing their North Star. Well, you need to know the customer's North Star as well. And if you know where they're trying to get, the ability for AI to help people get there with the least amount of detours, the least amount of traffic, the most amount of shortcuts, and to be able to continually adjust based on wind, water, whatever it may be. I'm keeping the analogy in the car a little bit too much, but the reality is to become resilient based on anything that happens in the marketplace, which is what we start our conversation with, where you really are looking at saying, how do we adjust based on market conditions today? You know, I tend to look at market pricing in the stock market on a daily basis. I don't play the stock market, but I have investments. But it's interesting because you sometimes need to adjust differently with exactly the same information. I've referenced a couple times lately the fact that on one day the stock market goes way down. They say it was because of employment data. And the next day the market goes way up and it says, well, because the market was ready for the employment data. You go, you guys should just shooting bullets now. You don't know what you're talking about. But the reality is organizations now more than ever have to be resilient. They also have to find partners such as MeridianLink that will allow them to go forward at speed and scale in a way that makes it better for the consumer. When you look at MeridianLink's customers, I forgot to cover this earlier, but I certainly don't want to forget it. What size are your customers? What part of the marketplace do you play in the most, or is it all sizes?
Yeah, so the bulk of our customers fit in that 100 million to 10 billion AUM stage. Let's say that's concentration, but we have ones that go well north of 50. In many ways, our customer base is reflective of the broader market from a percentage perspective. So there's a wide range of institutions out there, and I would argue that their goals are equally wide in range, and who their target customers are, how they expect to grow, and you know, we've spent the last few decades building the tools to give them that flexibility, both leveraging our own solutions, but as well as third parties, so they can be effective in their specific strategy. And then I also want to come back quickly to your AI comments. I think financial institutions are unique. From an industry perspective, are uniquely positioned to leverage AI for two reasons. One, they already have a big compliance muscle within the organization, and that's necessary, I think, to operate with AI successfully and avoid any roadblocks. And two, there's always been a core focus on having clean data because the value of the transaction data and how critical it is allows better supports an AI infrastructure and outcomes.
Yeah, it's you know, the data, when you talk about clean data, it's clean on so many different levels, but it's also, you're using it for credit adjudication. You're using new data sources for that. You're using, you know, you're integrating that within the overall customer journey to make it so it's a more personalized solution. The development of new products. There's just so much that can happen there in the whole data set scenario to open up doors that were never open, where you never could open before. So what do you see as the greatest opportunity for the industry, but also as you look at MeridianLink's growth going forward?
It's about speed and being right place, right time. So, you know, breaking that down, and how fast can you make a decision? And are you where consumers want to be or want to do business, right? Are they receiving the right offer at the right time to accomplish their personal goals? And that those two elements are cornerstone goals on how MeridianLink is managing its solutions to help our customers succeed.
That's great. Chris, thank you so much for coming back and being on the show. It was too long. The good news is we'll get to see each other another 10 days at MeridianLink Live in Nashville, Tennessee at the Gaylord Resort, which is not a bad place to have an event. But, you know, going to continue to follow the growth pattern and what you're working on, because it's so important for the industry and for financial institutions to find those partners that can get them to their North Star the quickest and the most seamless way, in a way that, in a partnering way. So thank you very much, and looking forward to seeing you later.
Really my pleasure, Jim. Thank you for the time.
This has been a production of Evergreen Podcast. A special thank you to our senior producer, Leah Haslidge, audio engineer, Chris Fafalias, and video producer, Will Pritz. I'm your host, Jim Roos. Until next time, remember, customers no longer have the patience for disjointed experiences across multiple channels. They want simplicity and ease of engagement.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.